Alright, what's up, Nation? Now, before we get to the show, I'd just like to leave a little disclaimer for you about the content of the show. Now, when you hear me say things on here, I don't want you to take them as fact immediately. I want you to do your own research, and I want you to decide what you think for yourself. And the only reason I'm saying this is because I'm no better than any mainstream news source out there if I tell you what to think. And I don't want to be like that. I want to be someone you can trust. So do your research if you want to learn more about a topic I've talked about and decide what you think for yourself. Anyway, let's get right to the show. Greetings, Nation! You just tuned in to another episode of your favorite podcast, Phenomena Nations, spewing the truth since 2018. I'm your host, Max Pichette, and today, we are doing something not a little bit different, a lot a bit different. We're still keeping the format, we're still keeping radio show type format, but we're making it more like a radio show now. So, instead of just having ads in between each segment, we will now be having music as well, actual songs. Now, I have to thank Free Music Archive because they have a large selection of music, and I went through and I picked out a few songs for this episode, as well as I'm still working on it, and this next song isn't by the band I was talking about last episode, but there is a band that I've been talking with, seeing if they would like to have or let me use their music in my podcast. Now, nothing's going to change. Still, we're going to have hard-hitting segments, we're going to have fun segments, and it's still going to be like a radio show, but there's just music in between. Again, I'm not getting rid of the ads either. The ads are important, promoting the other shows in the network. But this episode, I feel, is going to be pretty good. So, without further ado, let's get to the first song. Now, the first song we have here is a... Here, let me just... I should have been more prepared. Here we go. The first song is called Nuclear by Holy Pain. And now, just, I'm going to read you their bio right after the song. So, up next we have Nuclear by Holy Pain on Phenomena Nations Podcast. such a good song, I think, especially for a copyright-free song that I found on Free Music Archive, which is a this is that's an amazing find actually, because a lot of the music on Free Music Archive is not that good. However, that's not too surprising. So the band Holy Pain was a they were formed in 2005 in Lyon, France. That was from the album Last Sigh. And now they they have the members David, Christoph, Jimmy, and Eduardo. Those are that's all they give for names, but yeah, they've it seems as though they've rose to some sort of popularity in France, so it's they play like 90s type heavy speed metal mixed with power metal, so it's power speed power meat met pow, pow speed power. I don't know, I like that. I like that song. It's a they're from France, but they seems as though they speak English in their music. And now surprisingly, a lot of the songs that I've been looking at, actually the bands have came from France. Apparently, France is a big music, big place for people to make music and not copyright it. So, that seems good. The link to that song will be in the description. Nuclear by Holy Pain. Now, this is a regular episode, okay? So might as well talk about something. I believe I've talked about this before. However, I'm going to talk about it again. Tales from the Gas Station by Jack Townsend. They originally it was a I have the book. I have all the books here currently. But originally it was a online story on r/nosleep, I believe. And it kinda is about this guy who lives in this weird just middle of nowhere town, and he has insomnia, and to pass the time because he knows he has limited days, he just works at the gas station. And now he's kind of mildly inconvenienced by the creatures and the crazy stuff that goes on, but it's very funny. It's a very meant to be comedic. Written by Jack Townsend. He, although I'm pretty sure this is a fictional book, I would hope it's a fictional book. He writes it as if he is it. So he is the gas station clerk. So Jack Townsend is the name of the character in the book as well as the author. So I find that cool. And now the story has rose to internet fame as a creepypasta and spawned three books with the Tales from the Gas Station Volume 1, 2, and 3. I have all of them. It cost me about $72 Canadian to get all of them. Which isn't too bad for books nowadays. Books are expensive. But yeah, I definitely recommend Tales from the Gas Station by Jack Townsend. Yeah, it's a he's a very talented author, I can tell, because he can write almost an entire a large portion of a book taking place in a gas station. Especially the second one, it takes the majority of the book is them being barricaded in a gas station, not really leaving the general area of the gas station. It's it's very good writing. They it definitely shows that you can write anything and make it interesting if you put your mind to it. So this guy decided to make an amazing story out of a 24-hour gas station clerk with insomnia. Familial insomnia, to be correct. However, there's some shocking discoveries in the third book about Jack, the main character's insomnia. Now, for school, we have to read. In my English class, I've complained about it lots on here. You have to read a certain amount of pages, so what I did is I've read these books before. I got them in the summertime, and I, like, ripped through them. But I decided to reread them because they were just so amazing. I'm almost done the first one already. It's just so funny. It's like horror comedy. It's he can make something scary funny and something funny scary, I think, is the best way I can put it. It's he's a very talented writer, I can tell. And it's a very famous book, and you can read not the entire book. The book has a lot of different things than the story. Not different things, but more things. More stories that kind of tie into the main, which is pretty cool, and I liked how they did that. But you can read a lot of the stories that he wrote online. Creepypasta and r/nosleep on Reddit. Yeah, it's a very good book, and I definitely recommend it for anyone, really. It's not, like, if you like horror, it's good. If you like comedy, it's good. If you don't like horror, it's still good. You kind of have to like comedy to like the book, though. And it's not, like, traditional humor, like, very blatant. It's kind of subtle how funny it is. Yeah, definitely recommend that book to anyone ever. So at this break, we're not going to play a song. We're just going to go to a quick break, and we will be right back.
This is an ad for How About That A, the podcast, with the host, Lucas. This podcast is part of the Phenomena Nations Podcast Network, which is the greatest network ever. Do we have some people to agree with that statement?
No. I'm Max Pichette, and I approve this message.
Cool, we got the father's permission. Or approval. We're a podcast that's mainly about Canadian things, but who knows, it rarely ever ends up being actually Canadian related. I never told you guys this. Shh. We talk about everything to anything, so, yeah. Bye, I guess. Goodbye. Check out everybody's podcast in the network. Bye.
Alright, now we're back with another segment, and here, let me just fix my mic here. So, art. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a very big art fan. Art class, you know. It just doesn't interest me. You see, I don't understand art. I understand it, but it is disinteresting to me for the most part. It seems as though that, I don't know, I just don't understand. I do understand it, but me personally, I don't get it, why you would make a painting. Other than a portrait, paintings don't seem interesting. And I understand that a lot of people do, and I I get that. I do. I understand. I understand why you like art, and it seems like a concept I can grasp. I just don't like it or understand it. You see, art, I'm not good at it. I can't draw. And I don't like to draw unless it's on my own accord. Same with writing. I hate to write unless it's on my own accord, because it just I don't want to do. I don't want to write a descriptive writing assignment on this short story we read because it seems, again, it's disinteresting to me. I understand why people would like it, but I feel personally that I find it disinteresting, and I don't really like it that much. And again, I do understand people who like art, like sculptures and paintings and stuff, as well as descriptive writing. Now, don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean I don't like books. I love books. I just don't like to write, unless I want to write. But, you know, that's just me. Again, I understand it all. But, yeah. I'm not very good at drawing either. I cannot draw for the life of me. However, I can write some pretty sick band logos. Speaking of that, I will be posting a picture of the... We for art, this is the only part of art I like, is the, we get to draw for 20 minutes. The teacher gives us two drawing prompts, or whatever they are. I think that's what she calls them. I don't know, I wasn't really paying attention, but, and then we have to draw them in our sketchbooks, They have black outside on them. And she gave us these white markers to draw our names on them. So I just went to town drawing band names with my name. I'll post a picture of that on the gram. The Instagram is official_PNPN. That's letters PNPN. And official_PNPN. And no capitals or nothing. I love to draw band logos. I could do that all day. Slayer's always a fun one to draw. Simple yet elegant. I just don't really like art that much. Or English. I like the reading part of English. I don't like the writing. I don't like writing essays. Essays make me mad. Although I'm not terrible at writing essays, which is, surprising, I guess, but, you know. Science. Oh, don't even give me... I always talk about not using stuff when you're out of school, different subjects. Why science? Why do I have to know what the mitochondria is? It just doesn't seem interesting or useful in everyday life. To me, anyway. But, social studies, the concept is good. The concept is good, don't get me wrong. I like the concept. Great idea, poor execution, like I always say. It was an amazing, social studies is probably the best, second best, in the top three best, most useful classes, but social studies turned into a class where the teacher rams down your throat their opinions And that's that. They tell you you can have your own opinion, but that's about it. They don't encourage it. They say they do, but they don't. They really don't. Trying to think of my other classes. Now, gym, it depends on the teacher. My last gym teacher that I had, amazing. Mr. M, that's all I'm going to say. Mr. M was my favoritest teacher probably ever. Probably ever. He's probably the best gym teacher ever. He always makes sure to see if we're all okay during. He talks to us. He makes sure he interacts with us, and that's an amazing thing. And not like other teachers. He interacts with us as if we're humans. A lot of other teachers interact with us as if we're dumb. And I'm not going to name names, but Mr. M is probably the best teacher I've ever had. And again, this is... English is subjective to... it all depends on the teacher. It all depends on the teacher. Math, same thing. I can't learn if there's a trash teacher. And again, we had Mr. M for gym and math last block. And he was the most amazing teacher in both. But we had some pretty bad ones over the years, health again, it depends on the teacher. That one's very subjective. It's a good class, but it depends on the teacher. Let me think. Oh, music is just trash. Almost all around. The only reason why I ever enjoyed band, what we called a band, in any slight sense, was because I got to play bass guitar. And me and my friend, Charlie, I mentioned her before. She's also a bassist, and, she played bass with me in the school band, and, everyone else had to play, like, trumpet or something. Oh, and, Liam, he's been on the podcast before, and John and Lucas all played percussion, and G-Dog, that's what we call him. They all played percussion. Percussion and bass are the best ones you can get, because everyone complains about the, having to play the instruments with your mouth and it hurts and stuff, and you don't have to use your mouth to play a bass guitar. If you did, I would imagine you're doing it wrong. I think that's all the classes that I can think of. Did I say math, science, English, social, gym, band, art, whatever? I think so. Huh. Those are my opinions on all the classes. I don't like English that much. I don't like art that much. I'm not going to go through them all, but... kind of explain that. I don't know. School just doesn't seem like my thing. Anyway, coming up next is Regular Gonzalez with Lost Cause. Now, they're another one from Free Music Archive, and they're coming up next. So, I'm Max Pichette of Phenomena Nations Podcast. Please enjoy Regular Gonzalez with Lost Cause. I fork in the road. Man, that was some solid tunage right there. That was regular Gonzalez with Lost Cause. We will have links to every song played in the episode individually. So yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. I think that here, No. Regular Gonzalez is a Australian heavy metal band combining bluesy riffs and harsh breakdowns. They're wrapped in a sludge blanket. Yeah, good. It's good stuff here. I'm always open to new music. And I like that. I like this music. It seems good, actually. From Brisbane, Australia, JD is the vocalist and guitarist. Danny is the bassist, and Tox is the drummer. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. I don't know. I like that. Again, there will be links to every song played in the episode. So, yeah. Yeah. Hey, guys. Do you have any ads? Or do you have anything you want to promote? Do you have a podcast you'd like to promote? Do you have a business you'd like to promote? Are you having a big sale on Tuesday or whatever? Do you just want to say hi, Mom? My kitty. Do you just want to have an ad saying, I have a nice cat? Well, do you want an ad that says, will you marry me? Well, we can handle that here at Phenomena Nations Podcast. We will take ads of all different kinds, for very, very cheap. You can message me about specific rates, but it's should be about $20 an ad, and if you buy one or more, you get one free. Buy 8, get one free. Buy 1, get one free. However, your company only gets one free one. One free. Per company, not per purchase, per company, but still, good, I don't know, I consider that a good rate, I will take all money in advance, though, and it's per ad, not per plays, because then it gets, all messed up and stuff, it gets, you end up having to pay me for a long time, and then I just have to worry about that. No, I just take all the money all at once, and then go from there. So it works. All good for everyone here, actually. Yeah, ads. Kind of did an advertisement in a segment, but I feel like that's an important thing. You know, to boost your thing, your business, whatever it is, a band, podcast, whatever it is you want to put in here, it's an amazing thing to boost. You want to sign a picture of me? That's me blowing a kiss. I don't know. I probably wouldn't sell those. Probably wouldn't sell signed pictures of me. You want a Phenomena Nations water bottle? We'll sell you those. Put your name on it too, if you want. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of at a loss for words right now because I don't really have nothing to talk about. I got new shelves. That doesn't seem like a lot, but it's been a long time coming now, and I should post a picture of that, of my shelf, and my, art sketchbook. It's pretty decked out, like I said before. Slayer. I wrote Slayer, Death, Evil, Megadeth. I wrote my name in the font of Municipal Waste, the band. Whole bunch of stuff. Oh my. Someone just got really mad outside in the outside world. As far as I'm concerned, when I'm recording, nothing's happening around me. Ignorance is bliss. And sometimes I hear a few words coming through. I'm not using my regular headphones. Those ones get tight sometimes and my ears get hot. So I'm using a different pair of headphones. They're just some cheap ones I bought from Dollarama. It's like Canadian dollar store, really. Everything's between 82 cents and $4. I mean, like, it racks up, though. It really does. Stores want to steal from you. They want to have stuff labeled cheap, but you buy more, so, like, you end up, they basically robbed you for money. No. That's crazy, actually. Like, stores is rob you, think you get a good deal, but no, they're still robbing you. No matter how good of a deal you think you're getting, you're probably getting robbed. But we can't think about that. We can't. It's not good to think about those kinds of things. We have to think of things. That's why today's episode is free of political burden. Hopefully, so far. But there's just so many things you can think about. It's just not good. It's not good for you, man. It's just not good. You have to look at the bright side. You know, on the news, we always talk about how they show all the bad stories. But typically, they'll show like 4 or 5 good stories and only have 1 or 2 bad stories. So it seems as though our minds focus on the bad. And why that is, I don't know. I'm sure I do know, but it's not clicking right now. But yeah, why do we focus on the bad? It doesn't make sense to me. It seems weird, but we all do it. Even people who say they don't, you probably do. Let's be honest, you probably do. You always focus on the bad and never the good. I guess it's because the bad overwhelms the good. However, you know what I've learned? What I've learned is you can't be living your life always trying to be constantly happy. What you can do is try to live your life without being constantly sad, though. Now, that may be confusing, but there are other emotions than just happy and sad. And now, what I've learned over the years, after a lot of things happened in my life, some not so good things, I came to learn that you don't always have to be happy. Sure, it's amazing sometimes, but you want to always keep, you don't want to be up high and you don't want to be down low. You kind of want to be in the middle. You want to meet, of course you always want to be happy, but you can't strive for that. Because if you try to always be happy, you'll end up being sad because you're not always happy. So while trying to get to the high, you end up in the low. So what you want to try and do is be in the middle and let those ups and downs take you like a roller coaster. What you can't control how life is going, but you can influence it. You can do your best to influence it, but you can't control it. So what you can't always strive to be the happiest. What I try to do is I try to stay in the middle between happy and sad, because being happy inevitably leads to a serious crash. Being in the middle doesn't really have a crash or a uptick, because you're just in the middle. You have It's just the... Just... You don't feel blah. But you don't feel, like, giddy either. You just feel normal. And striving to be happy all the time, like I said, will lead to an inevitable crash in which you will feel very sad and may, in fact, lead to depression if that crash is hard enough. And you don't want... Let me tell you something. You don't want to be depressed. It's not fun. But, yeah, try to live your life in the middle. I'll be honest with you. Don't try to be constantly happy. Do your best to influence it, but don't try to take control too much. I'm not saying it. Try to take control of life to increase your happiness, but don't try to be happy all the time. It just leads to a crash. And I'm not trying to discourage you from doing nothing. I'm just saying, it will lead to something not fun. So, I always try to keep it in the middle. That's my wisdom advice for you today. Sometimes you just have to run your mouth to find a groove. That's kind of what happened there. I was just talking, and then I found a little... to go down to talk about something. Yeah. Next episode, it's not the end of the episode, but I'm just thinking, next episode will be all the music in between the segments will be all surf music, all surf type music, because I'm gonna be completely insensitive to places that are summer right now. It's cold, especially up here. We just got like 2 feet of snow in 2 days. So what we're going to do next episode, episode 81, is we're going to be talking, not talking, but we're going to be playing beach music, like surf music, you know, like Beach Boys-esque. Not Beach Boys, because we can't get those rights. But the FMA stuff, Free Music Archive, oh yeah, Yeah. I think you know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to put every other segment has a song. So, last segment had a song, so we're just going to go to a break right now. It's getting a little long for a segment. We will be right back.
This is a comedic ad. What's your name?
Luke.
What do you do on your podcast?
I'm from Saskatchewan, Canada.
What do you do in your free time?
Podcast.
What's that called?
Podcasting.
No. No, what's your podcast called?
Oh, Timothy Talks with Luke.
Is it any good?
Yes,
it is.
Yeah, it's okay. It's mediocre.
Is it part of any sort of great network?
Oh, yeah, it's part of Phenomination's
podcast
network, yeah.
So, where can I find this, Timothy Talks with Luke?
Oh, well, you can find it on Spotify, Anchor, Podcast. Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts.
And many more over there.
And yeah, and lots more than that. We're done here. Throw them in the...
All right, Nation. Now we're back with another segment of Phenomena Nation's podcast. Just give me a second here. I got something in my throat. All right. Now... Some very good news has come to my attention as of very recently, and we have the go-ahead to use the music from the band I was talking about earlier in the episode, and I guess I can say their name now, No Blood, No Foul. They are a band from... Around Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Just reading their Bandcamp profile, they formed in 2010 and disbanded, released the album in 2013. The person I knew from the band I was talking to and talking about I think they left the band, if I'm putting the timeline together correctly, about 2015, and then they disbanded in 2016. But that's for in a little bit. What we're going to be talking about right now, however, is another band, but not this band. Now, for this segment, we're going to be talking about a band called Orm. They're a band who seemingly has grown a cult following over the last couple of years. I thought I had this. Hailstorm. They're from Scotland, and they are called Pirate Metal. I think they were kind of the ones to start Pirate Metal. They also work into it folk metal and power metal and just regular heavy metal, and that kind of works into their pirate theme. They just released a new album, and I only listened to the one song off of it, but it sounds awesome. The Curse of the Crystal Coconut is their new album, and my favorite song from there is Pirate Metal Drinking Crew. It's a super good song. Go check it out. Super simple bass line to it, which I like, but it adds so much to it. But they also did other albums like No Grave But the Sea, Captain Morgan's Revenge, Back Through Time. But they have such a good sound to them that I don't know. It seems like a very good band. I downloaded a few of their albums a couple months ago, but for some reason I deleted them, and I think it was because I just didn't want to go down into the rabbit hole of such specific music. And I decided now that it's super good and I love the music, so I decided to go back and download a few of their albums on Amazon Music, and it's very good, and I would highly recommend to anyone who's listening right now to go check out Hailstorm. And like I've said before on the podcast, I hate it when I'm listening to a podcast and I just want, they say something that sounds super cool, like a movie or another podcast or something, and I don't know how to spell it, so I just give up. That sounds lazy, but you know, but just because I hate when they do that, I'm going to spell it out for you just as a, because I don't want anyone to think, to have the same feelings as I do, same negative experiences. So it's Hailstorm, Hailstorm, and yeah, it's like Hailstorm, like there's a band called Hailstorm but without the H, which is cool. They're from Scotland, which is cool, and you can tell the guy would probably have a super thick Scottish accent because it shows in the music, and the only way I would have been able to tell that he was Scottish would be because he doesn't say R's, he says instead of R's, he's like, he replaced with an L. Like, if you imagine, I'm not gonna do it because I think it would be bad and I wouldn't do it justice, but if you're watching a show, the Scottish characters never pronounce an R. It always turns into an L sound somehow. But still, that adds to the authenticity of the music. It sounds like a real pirate, and I don't know. It's a really good band that I would definitely recommend to anyone. And it's super, and like a lot of power metal, it gets you pumped up. It makes you want to go do something. Very hyped up music, very, but it has super good guitar and bass and singing and everything. It's a very good mixture of all the different kind, all sorts of different elements of power metal and heavy metal and stuff like that, and folk metal to make pirate metal, which is kind of what they did with the with Ailstorm, which is a really cool thing, I think. But yeah, Ailstorm. Anyway, on to another heavy metal band, No Blood No Foul. I hope you're listening. I mentioned them at the beginning of the segment. Recently, I got the okay from them to play their music on my podcast in between segments. So, yeah, I'm going to be leaving a link to their Bandcamp to, you know, go check them out. They only released one album of 6 songs, which is weird because this happened to me twice in like a week. So, as you know, I've been listening to Psycho Stick a lot, and they did an album called The Flesh-Eating Roller Skate Holiday Joyride, and it was a short album, and I was always under the impression that it was a 7-song album. When I go to re-download it, 6 songs. Same with No Blood, No Foul's only album, Dead Birds. I thought it was 7 songs, and I would have bet money on it. 6 songs. Very weird. And that happened to me twice this week. So, maybe someone's trying to mess with me. Government. Yeah. Well, anyway, coming up next on Phenomena Nations podcast, we have my favorite No Blood, No Foul song, Cancerous, off their debut album, Dead Birds, coming up right now. Cancerous by No Blood, No Foul. The last note of that song got cut off. Oh, that sucks. But it was a lengthy process to edit that, so I'm not. So I'm just gonna let that one note stay there. And if it's messing with you, go check out their Bandcamp. I'll leave a link to the description there, in the description. Anyway, with the new format here, where we're playing music in between these segments, I want to be a bit more. Just for this episode, a frequent topic, if you're a new listener of Phenomenon Nation's podcast, is politics, and we get into some pretty heavy politics a lot of the time, and despite being 14, I feel that I am very politically aware, but sometimes I get too much into it, so this is your free episode for people who don't like it. Headphones are acting up. There we go. But yeah, this is your free episode of no, like, politics or nothing, because, you know, so I just want to, for the new format, I want to clean slate. No, we're not going to throw away the political discussions, but this episode is going to be free of it. Yeah, you know, it's crazy how much I do, actually, because I find myself at a loss for words sometimes when I'm not talking about politics, because I've done so much research on it, and it's kind of like I've done so much work on it. It's kind of like one of my main things that I know is always at the forefront of my mind, because it's so important to be politically aware, I think. Because there's a... Because to not, to me, seems like... Because it's literally the most important thing in your country for government. And I feel that to be politically unaware is a travesty and a shame, because then you don't understand, I guess if you're not politically aware, you may not understand the true magnitude or the importance of having government, and I'm not saying, like, all the government is good, but I'm not saying all the government is bad. I'm saying, like, what if we have, like, a healthy mixture? Like, in the middle, we don't need too much, or too little. You know, too much and too little both are the main causes of apocalyptic movies. Either there's no government, or there is too much government. And that's kind of what happens in, A lot of different horror movie, not horror movie, apocalypse movies or dystopian movies. Too much or too little. It's the same with everything. Everything in moderation, you know. And that goes for literally anything. Too much. I mean, like, I hate to say it, but too much Phenomenon Nations wouldn't be the best for you. I mean, like all 80 episodes, if you listen to all 80 episodes, I'm sure that would be fine, but once we get into, like, the thousands of episodes, I feel like that may be pushing it, but, you know. Yeah, so, oh my gosh, I just almost knocked something over. Yeah, so, I just promised no politics. Well, I'm not getting, like, I'm just saying, like, I'm not getting into political issues. I'm just talking about it in general, so I guess I'm okay here. But yeah. It is a very important thing, I feel, to be politically aware in some sort of way. Yeah, there's just so much stuff I could go into about politics, but, again, this is your free episode. You get a free episode without no politics or nothing. So, be grateful. Yeah, anyway, this new format has only been made available to me because of my listeners, and I'm so glad. I'm only switching subjects because I want to go away from the political discussion. I feel like this episode isn't very rich in content, but I'm trying out something new, so it's, I'm kind of nervous, actually, to be honest with you. I'm a bit nervous to do this new thing with the music and stuff, and it's kind of got my nerves racked, because what if I don't you plug them correctly, you know, or what, like, even that missing note from the end of Cancerous by No Blood No Foul got me worrying, like, oh no. I don't know what it is, but I just get so paranoid when there could be anything wrong. And I wouldn't consider myself with OCD, because OCD is way more severe than I have, but I just get so worked up about little things. But, well, you know. I'm so grateful for my listeners, and I hope you stuck through this episode, because I feel it's a very good episode in the sense that I am evolving, and I am ever evolving as a podcaster and as a podcast listener and a amateur graphic designer. And oh yeah, maybe you didn't know that about me. I do a whole bunch of podcast logos and stuff for my friends. Silas's Shelling Deer the podcast was not my best work, because he didn't want my best work for some reason, so I deleted that. That's no longer a thing. Lucas's from How About That, was before I learned the intricacies of it, so it was again, that one's kind of a little bit not that one's not the best I could have done, but I'm as a person altogether, I'm ever evolving, and I'm glad that I can do a podcast, so people, and I'm sure you've noticed this in me, the way I talk, the things I talk about, my voice even, how these things have changed over the years from April 3rd, 2018 to, what day will this be going out, to November 18th, or whatever day this is going to come out. You guys have witnessed my evolution as a human, as a podcaster, as a just a all-around human being, and I'm glad that you guys, that you listeners, have witnessed that, and are currently witnessing it, and are still sticking around. My listenership is growing every day, little by little, not too much, but just a little bit, and for that, I'm going to read a list of every single country on my analytics on Anchor that it says I have listeners in. So I'm just gonna slide over here. I don't have Wi-Fi. I'm sure you know that if you are a good old listener. There's no Wi-Fi here, and I use my mom's hotspot whenever I can to do anything. So it's pretty slow. My headphones just disconnected. Not my headphones. My microphone disconnected completely. And it's still loading. But yeah, I use a hotspot whenever I can. I almost never get Wi-Fi unless I'm at like a friend's house or something. And even then, you're at a friend's house, so you don't really use the Wi-Fi. 6,078 total plays. Thank you for that too. I'm gonna read you the percentages for each country. Number one, we have Canada at 48%. That used to be the United States, by the way, number one. But I have a habit of making fun of Americans, and also the listenership has expanded. Oh, that was gross. I puked in my mouth. That kind of burnt, actually. Number two, United States at 42%. Next, a big drop, but Germany at 2%. France at 1%, Netherlands less than 1, and now from now on it's always less than 1. So I'm going to be just reading you the names. Netherlands, Ireland. Ooh. I'm very Irish in my ancestry. A lot of Irish. Finland. I don't know anything about that country. Australia. The United Kingdom, Sweden, Russia, Bangladesh. How do I have listeners in Bangladesh, you know? Japan, Brazil, Austria, New Zealand, which is kind of like, it's kind of like a small Australia, I think. It's like a, like different, but the same. I probably just offended someone right now for saying that. It's the same thing, really. Singapore, Guyana, Taiwan, Uganda. That one always surprises me. I've read Uganda like 100 times, but it's crazy. Denmark, Poland, Greece, India, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Spain, Thailand, Mexico, and Portugal. I think Portugal is the newest one, but, you know, thank you to all my listeners around the world. Every day, please tell your friends about the podcast. Yes, so I don't know how to express my thanks for the listeners I have, and the only reason why I upgrade is because I have listeners. If I didn't have any listeners, I would still be recording off my phone. Well, technically I am recording off my phone, but I'm using an actual microphone connected to my phone. But anyway, I just have to express my thanks to you guys. Anyway, we will be right back. No song, just an ad. We will be right back.
What is up? It is me, your host of the Poisonous Podcast, Kane. So here in my podcast, we do this random stuff. I want to kind of keep it family friendly, just to kind of get plays, wink, wink. But as I was saying about that, you should listen to my podcast. Please do it. Also, I am a part of the Phenomena Nations podcast network, and there's a whole bunch of others, which I can't tell you about right now. So, go listen to my podcast, as I said. Try to get me up to 1,000 plays in a couple of months. That's my goal. And other than that, see ya!
Alright, Nation, now we're back with another segment. Can't remember. No, it was an ad last segment. This segment, we're going to have an ad and a song. Ooh. That's getting crazy, isn't it? Okay, now I kind of fixed that, I think. No. Now, this is the last segment of the show, other than the signing off segment. But, I want to give a big thank you to all the music whether or not they know it's here or not, all the musicians that let us use the music, or, you know, especially No Blood, No Foul, big thanks to those guys. Again, the link to their Bandcamp is in the description. They have the one album, Dead Birds. The last song we played by them was Cancerous, and it's probably my favorite song by them, which is, it's a good song, I think. There's just so much music out there. You know, talking about music, sometimes I get bored of music, of the music I have, and I'm like, oh, there's nothing to listen to. But then I go browsing through the suggested and stuff like that on Amazon Music, I'm like, there's so much music out there. And one of my favorite new bands that I picked up is Psycho Stick. It's just the word psycho as in psychotic, psycho, and then stick, S-T-I-C-K. And they're like a self-proclaimed humorcore band, so I'd imagine they're the first one. So it's like comedy metal, basically. It's super funny, and it's heavy, too. It's like the best of both worlds. It's exactly what you could want out of a heavy metal comedy band. My favorite album by them is probably Do or Space Vampires vs. Zombie Dinosaurs in 3D. That's a good album, too. They have about six albums, I believe. I also like their Christmas album. It's a lot more heavier than literally every other Christmas album out there. Maybe not everyone, but a lot of them. I would love to one day be able to afford the rights to some of their music, but for now I just have the Free Music Archive, which has come up with a few good songs so far. So we have a big shout out coming up right after this segment. You almost caught me off the guard there. I was about to tell you what it was, but that would ruin the surprise. So, it's going to be in the form of an ad, so it's going to be right after the song that I play next, which is going to be cool, I think. I'm thinking about playing a pretty good song next. Recording this episode, it's Saturday right now. I mean, Saturday is in the day right after I posted my last episode. Can you believe that? I just get so ahead, and sometimes I'm like, whoa, 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 slow down, Max. But it's a good thing, too. Especially with the new the new thing we're adding to the format, it makes it quite a bit easier, actually, knowing I still have 6 days or like a week to finish my stuff. So it's very good stuff. I'm so glad for every musician that has posted to Free Music Archive and made it so that I can use the music. Thank you to the musicians. Thank you to all my listeners. Without you guys, there would be no Phenomena Nations podcast. It would just be me. I probably wouldn't even do a podcast anymore if I didn't have some sort of listenership. Lately, I've been picking up a few new listeners. I've been interacting with a couple of people who like my podcast, which is cool, and I thank you guys for listening. But we're just gonna go play a song, and then we're going to go to a quick break. Well, now what song should I play? Now I'm looking through. I have about 18 songs, give or take. I don't want to play for you guys the death metal song I have, because I feel like that would be uncalled for right now. One of these days I'm going to play you a death metal song, though. Oh, you guys. So, how about this? I'm going to play you another Holy Pain song. If you recall correctly, or recall at all, the first song I played was called Nuclear by Holy Pain. And now this song is the title track of their album off. It's called Last Sigh by Holy Pain. And, yeah, that's going to be up next on Phenomena Nation's podcast. Holy Pain with Last Sigh.
So
Now it's time for that shout-out I mentioned. The shout-out goes to Resurrected Records in Saskatoon. They are a Saskatoon-based, Saskatoon. They're Saskatoon-based vintage record selection and music appreciation page. You can, to purchase any of their content, you can comment or direct message them, and they have Canada-wide shipping, which is dope. Now, I'm shouting them out because they're awesome, and I entered one of their contests, and I hope I win something, but there is a contest that will end about 8 p.m. where I am in Saskatchewan, so you can figure that out. In Saskatchewan, it ends at about 8 p.m. You can still enter. There should be time if you listen to it. If you listen to this episode, the day it comes out, hopefully there will be time for you to enter and win something. But Resurrected Records Saskatoon at Resurrecords on Instagram. We will have that in the description for you. Check them out.